This is CliffCentral.com. On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour. And today is the happiest day in South Africa. It is Mandela Day, and we are super, super, super excited to be on the show. I don't think my show has ever actually been on the 18th. I've never really had it fall on the actual day. So today we're planning on doing something a little bit different. We are Facebook Living, we are on CliffCentral.com, and we are planning on raising 120,000 Rand for charity. And it's the easiest way for you to get involved. We want you guys to listen to the show, to CliffCentral.com. If you're following us on Facebook Live, you can tune in on CliffCentral.com. Mike Sharman's going to give us all the details to First Choice as well, so we can figure out where you guys can see us in action. We're going to be dancing for 67 minutes, and we want you to get involved. And it sounds a little bit crazy because it's just dancing, but it's the way we are making money today, Mike.
That's right. Thanks for having us, Brent. Today we are doing hashtag move for goodness, and we're going to be using 67 minutes to actually dance and move for goodness. I'm going to be the mooster of ceremonies, as I like to call it. And effectively what we have a playlist from the First Choice fans. They've suggested songs that they'd like to play with outside of your studio. If the guys are tuning in on facebook.com/firstchoiceSA, they can see the dancers. They're going to be get ready to rock and roll. We've got a lot of cows in the house, and it's all about raising money for goodness and providing nutritious dairy products to South Africans in need. And we want to hit 120,000 Rand. That's how we do it. So listen to the show, upload your videos, share via social, and use that hashtag move number four. Goodness. Let's go, go, go.
It's hashtag move forgiveness. I'm going to kick him out the studio now because I want him to go and actually do the dancing. He's dressed in a car suit. I'm going to be giving you updates all along the show. We're going to find out how much money we've raised. We want our listeners to get involved. We want you to be involved as well. So if you want to get involved with the conversation, visit CliffCentral.com, hashtag move for goodness, as well as the First Choice page for the Facebook Live feed. We're doing it today. We're going to raise 120,000 Rand, okay?
And we're dancing.
I feel like we're on like a telly. Remember the olden days when they used to do those telly sales? I mean, if you call now,
you get a yogurt. Just kidding.
You get a yogurt.
No ways. This is amazing.
So it's pretty cool, right?
And it's fun.
They're busy getting prepared now. It's a whole big production. So generally, I mean, Kerry and I, we're pretty good at producing the show and putting stuff together. Today, there's lights, camera, action. There's dancers in the producer's lounge. It's pretty crazy.
I know, but it's so fun.
It kind of reminds me when we were on the bridge and you and I were commentating on what was happening around us.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
And then it was like the amazing race from one point to the next point to the next point, and we were just... It was crazy.
Well, we're going to be sending you, we're going to be giving you updates on what's going on. I'm sending Kerry out to dance as well at some point. and Dory and the team have all got their phones ready. Because
yes.
We're going to be putting it up on Cliff Central as well. So it's super exciting.
Yay.
And hopefully we can get to 120,000. That's what it's all about, yo. Today's an incredibly, incredibly special day. Madiba Day, Kerry.
Mandela Day.
Mandela
Day.
It's our day. So we're going to be chatting a lot about Mandela Day. We're going to be speaking about the stuff that's happening in and around the country, the good news stories coming from around the country as well, of great things happening. And plus, we'll give you our top five good news stories. We're going to be speaking to Mike Sharman a little bit later in the show to see how we're doing. If you guys want to get involved with the conversation, follow us at CliffCentral.com on Twitter and Facebook and all the rest.
Yeah.
And also First Choice. These guys are doing a really cool thing that by you just dancing, they're going to give 120,000 Rand. So you don't have to physically give any money over.
Yeah.
It's about tuning in. It's about getting the hashtag trending, and we're going to get to the 120,000 Rand.
More.
Maybe more.
Yes.
Is what we hope for. Sure, if you want to WhatsApp us and send us messages, 0861-555-189 is the number to phone. Also, WhatsApp is 0797482090. So, Mandela Day. I mean, what does it mean to you?
Mandela Day. Well, like I've said, every year, and on Mandela every year, Mandela Day every year, that... obviously, it's 67 minutes giving back to the communities. Communities in need, children in need, basically just people in need for 67 minutes. And what I say every year, and I stand by this, is that it shouldn't only be on Mandela Day. It should be Mandela Day every day. And
I mean, that's it, right? It should be Mandela every day. The message behind Mandela is loud and clear.
Yes.
Everyone has the responsibility and the ability to change the world for the better. It is a day to honor the legacy of Nelson Mandela and his values through acts of volunteering. Mm. It is an international initiative started by the United Nations in 2009 to honor our former president's spirit of self-sacrifice. And what a man.
Incredible.
What a man. I think of Tata as like my grandfather. I remember him.
Yes, are you getting quite emotional? Right. My gran as well.
It's like my grandfather. Yes. He makes me think of my grandfather. He brought a nation together. And the country has faced a couple of moments that maybe we don't want to concentrate on right now because it's Bell Pottinger and Guptas and all of those things.
Sort of nonsense.
But let's go back and let's remember what Mandela did for us and how he brought this country together and how he made us feel something that we had never felt before, that we had never known before. He was the founder of the Rainbow Nation, and to me, I want to uphold his values every day. Today is a reminder to do that. Today is a reminder for us to be better.
Yes.
100%.
Every day.
And as well as, I mean, we've got the dancing going on here. The studio is crazy. If you guys, I mean, it's, Kerry's not really concentrating. The studio looks amazing.
Mesmerized. I've never seen anybody do that with a crate.
Well, we've got, so what they've done is we've brought in professional dancers. Because it's 67 minutes. It's a really long time, right?
It's a long time.
So we're going to be dancing as well as after our show, Kerry and I are hopping into the car and going to Bella Vista to the chosen home that Cliff Central have taken under their wing today. All of the hosts are there. Gareth is there. The team are there. And they're already starting with the painting and fixing.
We're
and
doing it
everything
together with the Swiss Spur.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Mm.
It's Spur and us.
Spur and Cliff Central.
Spur and us. So, I just, a point that I need to make about today, right? It's a day where you're going to see warm and fuzzy Facebook photos that will no doubt receive their fair share of likes by mutual do-gooders.
Mm.
It's a day where people are reminded that there's a world outside of the office, and for a brief moment some find their true purpose and calling. The beauty of Mandela Day is that it gets people mobilized. It gets them mobilized. Mm. I want you to understand that. And into the areas that need the most. It's the one time of year where blocked drains get unclogged and charities get interacted with on a large scale. It is a time for children to get hugs.
Sure.
I'm a little bit emotional. Mm. And the people on the ground to get a helping hand. It's an excellent start, but far from the end. Kerry mentioned that we need to make Mandela Day every day. That's what we need to do. We need to be concentrating on making a difference absolutely every day.
And yeah? I was thinking about it this morning as well. If you can't do it every day, do it for 67 minutes a month.
Well, here's the thing, right? You can't complain about crime, the filth or corruption,
exactly,
unless you're picking up the pieces of paper.
That's
or
it.
Teaching others to be different. So if you take just 1 hour every week, 1 hour, 67 minutes, every 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, and do something.
That's it.
And do something.
It's not difficult.
It's not difficult. If you guys are sitting listening and you're like, how can I get involved? Yes, you can tweet us at hashtag Move for Goodness.
Yes.
Move number four, goodness. But also, if you want to get involved, visit GEM, G-E-M, the GEM Project.
Yes.
They've got 15 different things that you can get involved in today happening around the
country.
Today
alone.
Today alone.
And if you want to get involved in the future as well, they basically have events and things happening every week.
It's pretty incredible. So, yes. So GEM Project is where you need to visit, or forgood.co.za. Mm. Forgood will match you to different charities. If you've got stuff lying at home and you don't know what to do with it, I mean, Kerry's car is full today.
Kerry's car is full.
Kerry's car is packed to the rafters.
Yes.
And we're going to be taking all of that stuff to the home in a little bit.
Huddle Up as well. About. The Huddle Up girls, you can also go there, and they've also got they've got things going all the way, I mean, all the time.
Well, I mean, Huddle Up on
that's
our show all the time, and that's what they do, right?
Yes.
Is they do that. Kerry, so, you know, that amazing stories always come out of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We got some of the most amazing stuff happening. A guy that's been on Cliff Central before, his name's Rory Steyn.
Yes.
Rory Steyn was President Nelson Mandela, former President Nelson Mandela's bodyguard. One of his bodyguards for many years. And he contacted Good Things Guy, and we had a bit of a discussion.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
decided to use today to do something very special, very different. And it's a story that I think is kind of beautiful.
Mm.
So 21 years ago, Rory Steyn, a former bodyguard of former President Nelson Mandela, was on a trip with Madiba to London to go open a community center in Brixton. Because that's what our president did. He used to do good things around the world. Mm-hmm. And one of the only times that there was an emergency activation was that day, where they had to get him out of there. Get him out of there.
What on earth?
So something went down. Something went down. And they had to do an emergency evacuation. But in the process, and I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know how it works.
Touch, drop, and roll.
He put Nelson Mandela in a car. In a car. And then he stopped a civilian. And they call it commandeered. He commandeered their car. Like in the movies, like James Bond. But they didn't take the car from... It was her and her boyfriend driving. And he was like, the president's in trouble. We need to make sure he gets to safety. So these three...
He's taking your car.
These three big cops climbed into the back of the car and told the woman, please follow that car. We need to make sure he's safe. So they were like the backup, basically.
Oh, my word.
And making sure like no other cars were following and all of that stuff. And in the commotion, after it all ended and they got Nelson Mandela to safety... That lady drove away. This was in 1996. So he's decided to use today, 18th of July, 2017, 21 years later, to use today, the Good Things Guy platform, a little bit of Cliff Central and social media, to find this lady and to thank her.
I don't know what to say. I've got goosebumps.
How... absolutely incredible.
How exciting.
So we've put the story up online. We're going to put it up online so that you guys can see it and hear it and sort of get to know it. And when we get back, we're going to be bringing you the top five good news stories on Cliff Central. It's the good stuff on Cliff Central. Hashtag move for goodness, yo. Muddy buddy. Hashtag move for goodness, yo. That's what we're doing. We are moving for goodness today.
Move.
The vibe here is just insane, Kay.
I'm having so much fun.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, I am. Mandela Day.
Okay, so like I said, we're in studio. We're doing a whole bunch of... dancing in studio, hashtag move for goodness. If you guys want to get involved, they're putting me up on the Facebook Live. I don't know if we are. Are we up that side? Are we good? They're checking. Is everything good? All right. So you're in studio with Good Things Guy and the Good Things Girl on the Good Stuff on Cliff Central. Today we are hashtag moving with the number four goodness, move for goodness. And we are trying to raise money to feed underprivileged kids. 120,000 Rand is what we want to get to. We've got a whole bunch of dancing going on in the studio. If you want to see it in action, go visit the First Choice page, the Facebook page. We're also subbing that and sharing that onto Cliff Central's page as well. So we've got a whole bunch of activity going on today, and it's hashtag move for goodness. We don't need you to give us money. We need you to tweet, and we need you to Facebook, and that's what we need you to do. On the other hand, Darren, I'm talking to you. Have you never heard that saying before?
I'm like,
so okay, it was an old school radio term where they used to go, on the other hand, Darren. But we have
I'm a little bit slow today.
You are.
On the other hand, G.
Oh, dear. We have our entire crew. The entire crew are out in Bella Vista right now. I've got Gareth Cliff on the phone, hopefully. G, how's it going?
Yeah, good. We've got a bunch of kids. They all have flu.
That's not a Gareth thing to say.
We're filling sand pits. We're playing with them. We're driving around in the... in their little cars and things. We've got the playground all organized. They're getting some food, balloons everywhere. They're all going to help us fill up the sand pit now. And then we're going to just help them fix up their playground a little bit so they've got somewhere to play.
Gareth, I love that there's a Madiba Day and that we forced you to go out there and do some good.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Look, I've got to tell you, these kids are very cute. They're about 20, maybe 30 kids here. And... It's not a great part of town. It's quite run down, and there's obviously not a lot of money to be spent. But there are very caring people who are looking after these children at this creche at Bella Vista, and we're just trying to do our little bit to help. I mean, everybody's got somewhere that they can make a difference, and this is something that we thought could really do with some assistances, especially because of the kids.
And Gary, that is what I absolutely love about Madiba Day, and I love the fact that people are just getting out of their normal spaces and what they tend to do from day to day and actually go out there and make a difference. It's all of those little differences that we make that really counts, and I can promise you, as much as those kids are snotty and full of flu and all over the place, you being there today is a massive, massive, massive difference in their lives. I'm excited. As soon as we're done with the show, we're going to shoot down. So we'll see you guys there in a little bit.
Awesome.
Cheers, man.
Great. I'm looking forward to seeing you here.
Cheers,
cool, guys.
Bye. Okay, how cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah, man. It's that's what Mandela Day is all about. This is what I'm telling you. It's just getting out of that space that you're in currently and that your office day-to-day grind, the same thing you do every day, and it's going there and making a difference. It's all those differences that add up to make one amazing, amazing difference. I've just had a message from Travis Kruger saying, Darren Scott used to be a presenter on a rugby show on Supersport, and Nas Buerta always used to say, on the other hand, Darren. So it wasn't a radio thing. It was a sport thing. Yes. But I remember it from when I was a kid.
On the other hand, Darren, and I'm like... okay.
Well, thank you for that.
Thanks.
Piece of awareness, Travis. I hope that you are hashtagging Move for Goodness. If you are, I also want to pick it up on Cliff Central. So if you're hashtagging Move for Goodness, hashtag Cliff Central Cares as well. Yes. I'm going to make that a thing right now.
Yes.
Right now. Care, every week we do the top five and we can't leave it out this week. I know that there's a lot going on and it's all good things and there's so much of lackiness and all those. No, man, it's all about the good stuff. And we want to give you guys something amazing to speak about when you're at the water coolers and at the dinner tables and all of those good things. Even on a day like today when we're filled with so much positivity and so much good news and so much excitement, we've also got other stuff that's been happening in the country in the last week that you may not know about.
Yes.
So start us off at number five.
Big dreams and determination. South African cyclist is inspiring us all. You have to want it so much more than anyone else, says Nicholas Dlamini, who's 22 years old, who has earned a place as a professional cyclist for Team Dimension Data for Quebec Continental, competing in the under-23 category. So they only choose, I think there's only three from South Africa that have been chosen through Dimension Data for Quebec. So, this is a huge thing. And he lives in a township, and this is it's an opportunity for him.
But that's the thing, right? He came from a township, and he was able to make a difference.
Yes.
He was able to make a difference, and he's now a professional cyclist.
And he's moving up. He's moving up. And with the help of Dimension Data that have chosen him, he's going to be cycling in the under-23 category.
Man alive. There's a little thing that he says about him not having the right capabilities and the right the right tools.
Yes.
To be able to train and he
That's
just
it. And he, they've basically provided him.
But he persevered before he didn't have that.
Exactly.
So he went and went and went and went and went and went until he got noticed.
With nothing, he made something.
Oh, it's amazing. So flippin' cool. So cool. We're going to put that story up online so that you can read about it and sort of see what's happening and also get in touch. What do we have at number five?
Lewis Hamilton took time out this weekend to meet with the South African Reach for a Dream team. Lewis Hamilton.
I feel like you're not saying his name correctly.
Lewis Hamilton took time out before his race this weekend to spend time with the South African team facing a huge cancer battle. The Mercedes Formula One driver took time out after the qualifying stage at Silverstone to spend time with Klaas, who is a South African team diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, which is really, really bad.
It's a rare form of cancer that affects your the inside of your bones and your muscle tissue, and it's... I hate the word.
I know.
It's terminal.
Yeah.
So it's terminal. And Reach for a Dream, together with a whole bunch of other sponsors, took him to his dream. His dream was to meet or to just see Lewis Hamilton live in action.
Yes.
Just to see him, like, that's actually most people's dreams.
Yes.
Just to go to a Formula One race. And he went.
And the thing I like, about the story is that Hamilton opted out of a quick meeting and a handshake and instead spent quality time with the youngster, getting to know him, showing him around, and even inviting him to watch the qualifying from the Mercedes garage, hanging out with Hamilton's brother and the whole team. year.
Man, that's cool. Above and beyond.
You know what? Exactly. It wasn't just a duty or something he had to do.
Oh,
he
that's
just
incredible.
He just went further.
Hashtag only good things. That makes me so happy. Makes me so happy.
It's a beautiful story.
What do we have at, I think, number three? I'm lost. I don't even know what we're on anymore.
Number three. Award-winning performance by a South African boys choir will give you the chills. The Kearsney College Choir have done it again, this time by achieving a higher score than any other choir in a competition for the folk song routine. So basically, they've entered, it's every second year, all over the world. They've been all over the world. And they just keep bringing back golds and golds and golds and golds. And if you watch, when I started watching this video, I thought to myself, you know what? I see one color. I see one nation. It's a mix of a demographic of boys from the college, and they are doing an African rendition. It's huge. And when I watched it, I got goosebumps and I got chills.
Well, I'm glad you did that, because that's what the headline said. Watch it and get the chills.
You watched it
and you got the chills.
No, you really, really have to. Obviously it made me cry.
All right.
But they have performed internationally and they've won awards, and this one I think is just super special and you need to watch it.
Cool. We're gonna put that up online so that you can see exactly what we're speaking about.
It's number two now, okay, brains?
Otherwise you're not gonna know what the hell we're talking about. What do we have at number two?
Incredible story on how a soup kitchen has evolved into an opportunity-based center creating jobs and changing lives.
Okay, but this is massive. I need to take this back one step.
Yes.
Before we even get into what you just spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
Before we even get into
yes.
that.
Tell us.
So, I mean, I've been with Cliff Central for three years now.
Three years, yes.
I don't know how to say years in another language.
So
I've been here for 3 years.
Yes.
And one of the stories that I had reported on when I started at Cliff Central was about a man named Andy Larton.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Larton started an initiative, right? So he was running a soup kitchen already. I'm going to turn this down, because this is not the top
five. It's important.
This is the backstory to this top five story that we can give you. So Andy Larton started this... he was running a soup kitchen. I keep saying started. He was running the soup kitchen, and he just thought to himself, I feel so, like, bad for the people that we're feeding, because it's like their dignity has been stripped from them.
Yes.
Their pride, they're here, they don't have homes, they don't have money for food, and what am I doing? I'm giving them free food.
Mm.
Why don't we try and give them a job?
Yes.
But unemployment in South Africa is fraught. Like, it's bad. There's not jobs there. I saw a thing on Facebook yesterday or the day before with a guy saying, please, someone in the southern suburbs in Cape Town, can you give me a place to stay? Because I cannot afford to get to my job. But what I'll do is I'll wake up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I will clean your house, clean your car, and do your garden. And if you can just give me a place to stay, then that'll mean that I can take the money that I would normally use for rent, and I'll be able to get to work. So if you don't mind me working just before 7-8 in the morning, I'll wash your car, do your garden, and clean your house, go to work, and then I'll work my day, and when I get home I will continue working for you, just so that I can save on rent so that I can get to my job. That is the reality of South Africa, right?
I'm finished for myself. It's also very similar to a story I read yesterday.
Don't be finished for yourself, because there are always these moments in life, but South Africans are flipping amazing.
Pulling together.
And they pull together and they're making a difference, which is really like the most beautiful thing, actually. So Andy Larton was in this position where he was like, I don't want to just be giving people free food.
Mm.
I can, and we can continue like this, but I can see as well that when you have a purpose-driven life, you have a reason to exist.
Yes.
Okay? So he decided that every morning, instead of just giving them soup, he would give them a garbage bag, and he told them, go out into Somerset West, and clean Somerset West.
Mm.
If you come back with a full garbage bag, you can have a meal.
Yes.
If you come back with two, you can have a blanket. If you come back with three, we'll give you some clothing. Because he had started like this whole thing. And this was 2.5 years ago that Andy Larson did this. I'm still in touch with Andy. Him and I, every now and then we have chats together. He's a really amazing human being. Like, there's certain people in this world that belong on pedestals. He's one of them, because he's that good.
And when I started here, I did a follow-up story to your story.
Okay, so well,
and now we're on to another follow-up.
A third follow-up story. And now we can get into what is... essentially number two, but I've given you a bit of background. What has Andy Loughton done?
A pastor and businessman who introduced an innovative bartering system for those who live on the streets of Somerset West is literally creating a new economy, creating jobs and changing lives. He's created his own money system. They've got his money. It's coins.
So it's called the HSPC.
HSPC.
His coins. And the reason he did that was quite clever. So I'm going to... I now need... he's built it up, right? So it's no longer just a soup kitchen. It's now a community center.
Yes.
With showers, a laundry, rooms to sleep in, beds to sleep in, food and all of that. There's chill out areas. They have a vegetable garden.
Yes, it's self-sustainable.
It's a charity shop. So he's got all of these different elements. So now something's changing. So he not only has jobs within the community center that you can work in. So you can go work in the vegetable gardens. You can work in the charity shops. You can make sure it's clean. You can work in the kitchens. There's all sorts of jobs for you. But you also have access to all these amenities.
Yes.
So you can come in there in the morning. You can wash your clothes in the laundry. You can shower. And then you can go out and try to find a job.
That's
or whatever it is.
That's it.
But what he decided to do is, because he's still got the cleaning and all of that happening, instead of paying them in South African rands, he's got his own money system, his own economy, to make sure that the coins are not used for drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
So they're kept in his system, basically.
Which is
incredibly clever. But then what happens is now you can uplift yourself before you get... you can find a job or whatever. Because you can get good night's rest, you can pay for it. If you work in the vegetable garden, it's got this whole sense of being.
Yeah.
It's a purpose-driven life.
And it's dignified.
And it's beautiful. And it's
really
amazing.
Is.
And we're going to put the story up online so that you can sort of see all the pictures and hear about all the good things that are happening. We have one more story, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I'm not going to leave this one out. Tell us what number one is.
A team of female police officers take down an armed gang without firing a single shot. So, women kicking ass and taking names.
Boom!
I love it. A group of four rookie female police officers cornered and took down a gang of six armed men without firing a single shot. This is amazing. And do you know how many times it's been shared? And I think that's it's incredible.
How many times?
Pardon?
How many times?
I'll tell you now. 18,100 times. It's been viewed, it's been read, 19,898. And
Jeepers.
I'm sure it's a lot more than that.
That's
and these
amazing.
Ladies are just standing here in this article and they're like, I think it's amazing. It's incredible.
That is
the
very
ladies
cool.
are officers. Gee whiz, I'm not going to get all their names right. They've proven that girl power rocks and are pretty much the coolest role models we have seen this week.
Man, oh man, that's so flippin' cool. That's a good news story. We're going to put that up online so that you can check out what's going on. Guys, Move for Goodness is the hashtag. We want you guys to get involved with our Dancing for 67 Minutes on Mandela Day. We want to see you dancing as well. We're in studio. We're live on all sorts of streams on First Choice and CliffCentral.com and CliffCentral.com and Brent Lindekue and Kerry Stain and... why are you pulling a face? Are the cows doing something?
Yes, they're dancing.
The cows,
obviously.
The cows are dancing. They're dancing.
Do a little dance.
Hashtag Move for Goodness. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico.
That's how he does it in Puerto Rico. In South Africa, that's like also become a pretty big song.
Huge. I love it.
I know you do. We did this last time. You love it. You still don't know the words.
No.
Sing it for me.
No.
Come.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico.
It's all you know. Because it's Spanish. I mean, I don't speak Spanish. This is South Africa, yo.
I'm going to learn right.
Okay, well, that's your 67 minutes. You're going to learn. You're going to dance.
That was
hashtag
my 67 seconds.
Move for Goodness. Kay, you wanted to say something.
Yes.
The problem with being a radio host is you always want to say something.
I know, and it's a quote from Nelson Mandela, so it's pertinent. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin, or his background, or his religion. People must learn to hate. If they can learn to hate, they can learn to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite.
So today is all about learning to love and learning to dance. Mr. Sharman.
That's such a beautiful quote, and I think it is. It's so apt. And I think that South Africans, we want to do good. And I think that that's why your platform is so amazing. I mean, I was with Brent in Zambia a few weeks back, and we were sitting on this shuttle to get from the airport to our accommodation. And these two random ladies who were on the flight with us, we started talking, and they started asking what we were doing. Obviously, Brent's so humble about all of his stuff. And oh my goodness, you're the good things, guy! Woo! It was like proper hype girl moments.
No, but it was very funny because when we got on the plane, I was, you and I were sitting in emergency seats, but you were sitting in front of me and I was behind, and these two girls were sitting next to me and they were battling with their stuff, like they're girls and they had lots of bags, and I don't mean that as a sweeping statement, but they did have a lot of bags.
Such a gentleman. So, picked up all their bags, put them in the overhead lockers,
and they were like,
look at you.
They said, you're so nice, and I said, yeah, I'm a good guy.
Aww.
And then we set the precedent. Then it's all downhill from there.
Then we got onto the bus, and they asked, what does Mike do and what do I do, and sort of we explained, and then they freaked out a little bit.
That's it. There was actual woos of positivity. But you know, I think that South Africans, we're looking for to do good stuff, and I think that's why this is such a great platform, both the radio show and also the blog and the videos and all those elements. And by giving people the opportunity to actually do good, it's so much easier for South Africans to say, cool, I actually want to do something. I don't want to just be involved as a slacktivist and put up my thumb or put up my heart on one of the social networks. I actually want to do good. And I think that Mandela Day is so great because there's such an abundance of opportunities to do stuff. And I feel like we almost need to create more opportunities for us to mobilize people. Like I say, let's use digital to mobilize people online to make a difference offline.
So Mike Sharman, he's one of the founders of Retroviral, and that's why he's speaking about digital, because he's all about digital, and that's what he does, and that's what he knows, and that's what he plays with all day. And and today he's, before Mandela Day, Madiba Day, he's made it really easy for you guys to literally throw money at children who need it, right?
That's it, for South Africans who are in need of a nutritious meal. So First Choice is one of our clients that we work with the above the line agency Boomtown down in the Eastern Cape, and we are working with First Choice to raise funds so that nutritious dairy products can be provided to Food Forward SA, which is an NGO that actually provides meals to people and South Africans in need. Mm-hmm. So today's dancing efforts that are happening outside and happening via the live stream, those are elements where people can post their own dance videos, they can share content, they can use the hashtag Move for Goodness, and every time people are sharing, it currently builds up a ticker so that we can eventually hit that 120K mark. I mean, in half an hour, we've already hit about 3.5-4 grand. So there's stuff happening.
It's that easy
to get involved. So it's really exciting, and it's been a great pleasure to be here today.
You know what I love, and what's really flippin' cool, is because we're in a podcasting environment, right? Because that's where you're on right now. You're sitting in a podcast, if that were a thing. It's a podcasting environment. Sometimes, a lot of the time, I'll be sitting like on a Thursday at 9 o'clock at night, and someone will tweet me about the show because they're listening to it later. So I want to speak to everybody who tunes in on the podcast. This is not just for Mandela Day. If you guys are listening to this on the 19th, the 20th, 2 months from now, whenever it is, do a little dance, do a little hashtag, and hopefully we can still add to the big pot of money that we need to be added to.
Yeah. Amazing. That's it. Keep going. Let's just keep going and hit that 120K mark. And, you know, Brent, you and I are going to be involved in some activities that obviously still being finalized, but there's going to be some more dancing around the country. There's even going to be some tree planting. So we're really going to make him work for his good guy's tag. The good guy tag.
Be planting trees and dancing all around the country.
That's what people say, right? Is the good guy. Yeah, we've got a lot of things planned, and the whole point of it, I mean, it's that easy, is to make it easier for others to get involved. And today, you don't have to throw money at us. You don't have to be giving any of your own cash. You just need to give a little bit of your time, like 5 or 10 seconds, where you're playing with your thumbs and sending a tweet. And show us a photo of yourself dancing. Show us a photo or a video of yourself dancing. Upload it using the hashtag MoveForGoodness. MOVE, number 4, goodness. Hashtag that on Facebook, on Instagram. Can you pick up that hashtag on all social mediums, or is it really just the big ones?
So obviously, depending on your privacy settings on Facebook, then certain elements can't be pulled. So it depends how strict your settings are. If your settings aren't as strict, then it'll be pulling from Facebook and from Instagram and from Twitter too. So across all of those platforms, and then to visit itsallgooddairy.com, you can literally upload your video from your phone to the site.
It's that easy.
That's how easy it is.
It'sallgooddairy.com. Are you going to be wearing the cow suit the whole day? I feel like you should. I know you said you've got meetings and stuff.
That's okay. That's a telecon later, so I'll just wear the cow suit.
You've got to wear my cow fit,
as I call it.
You've got to wear the cow fit. You've got to take a bunch of photos. You've got to be putting it up online. I want to see that. I'm going to hold you to it.
Next stop, lunch in the cow suit.
How much longer do we have to dance for? I think it's like 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yes. I think 22, just to call it safe. So let's just keep getting people sharing, engaging, watching the live stream on facebook.com/firstchoice SA. Get on down, share, dance, and submit your comments now.
It's that easy. It's also all over Cliff Central. We're sharing all of those videos. We're putting them out there. I'm going to send Mr. Sharman back out there to go do a bit of dancing.
I have a feeling he's going to be dancing at lunch as well in their cow suits.
Well, I hope so.
They better be.
They better be dancing in your cow suits at lunch as well.
Just I wonder what the world record is for continuous dance. Maybe 67 hours.
In a cow suit.
Yes.
So if you put those little caveat, then you'll get the world
caveat.
Record.
The caveat.
You can see he's in advertising.
See you guys in a minute. Peace.
Peace. Online. That's all online. Okay, it's flipping what a cool day, man.
I'm having so much fun.
Okay, so...
And we're having fun inside our little box here, inside our fishbowl. And everybody's having fun out there. We're going to leave here. We're going to go dance for a little while. Then we're going to go and play with some kids. And I'm just so excited to see what's happening outside.
You're like the whole of South Africa?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a bunch of things happening right now. If you could give a description of what is going on in our Cliff Central Lounge, tell us exactly what's happening.
Well, from what I see, so we can't hear any music from where we're sitting. But
so just to explain, because again, Kerry does this, right? We're on radio. You need to understand.
I was about to. I said we're in a fishbowl.
We're in a fish. It's exactly what we are. We're in a soundproof fishbowl with a big glass, two big glass windows. So we can see everything that's going on outside. There are like maybe 12 people, half of which are in cow suits, and they're all dancing. Have you ever seen.
Maya is dancing now too. Do you know in the movies where you see people in a dancing scene and then it fades out? The music fades out, but everyone's still dancing. Well, that's exactly what it looks like.
For us, it looks like a silent disco.
Yeah, it's a silent disco.
When you go to the silent discos and you put the headphones on, and if you take them off, you see everybody dancing, but there's no music. And you know what happens?
And they're all dancing to their own tune.
So I've been to Secret Sunrise, right?
Yes.
And Secret Sunrise is exactly that, where you go in the morning, you put on these headphones, and then at one point I took them off just to experience what was going on with the headphones off.
Mm.
And you literally hear... Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You hear like these tapping and the feet going.
Everybody's dancing and they're all listening to something different.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like it's the weirdest thing ever. So for us, looking at all the dancers, it is a little
bit. And then we're playing our music inside here and we're dancing. And it is not in sync with what's going on out there.
But it is pretty spectacular. It's that easy to get involved from our point of view today with the hashtag #MoveForGoodness. And then, like we said, we're going to the children's home this afternoon.
Yes.
In collaboration with Spur. Stop, collaborate, and listen. We're going to go and give...
We're doing it for the children.
Yeah, man. We spoke to Gareth earlier on in the show, if you missed it. And we're not just going to go have lunch with these kids that are in a children's home in the middle of Bella Vista. But it's one of the biggest problems with a day like today and getting involved with charities and various CSIs is that a lot of the bigger named established charities, organizations, they get a lot of the funds. A couple of years ago, I went to a children's home in Soweto. And I
was there too.
There were like maybe 10 marquees that were set up, and it was all sorts of branding for each different corporate and company that was there. And they were doing great things, so they were painting, but I'm sure they were painting the same wall that got painted the year before. And it was like this, you know, they well looked after organizations.
They are.
Here at Cliff Central this year, we have found an organization that has no support. None whatsoever. It's a children's home in Bella Vista. I don't even know where Bella Vista is. I'm literally going to put it in my GPS.
In Turpentine? In the south.
Okay, so we're going there straight after this.
It's not a great area.
The point is that they need us.
Exactly.
They need us. So,
and people don't really go there.
No.
And
that's my message, that if you're doing something today, try find something where it's worthwhile, where it matters, and where it's sustainable. So you're going to go and do something today. Don't let it just be for today. If I've been to a couple of orphanages in the last couple of years, and one of the most telling things is the little kids in the orphanage are so in need of attention and love, and when you're talking to them, they hold your hand.
Yes, and they play with your hair, and they touch your face, and they just want to love you.
The older kids couldn't be bothered, and I'm not talking about teenagers, I'm talking about 13, 14, 15, and the reason they couldn't be bothered is because last week it was someone else.
Exactly.
And the week before that, it was someone else. And the week before that, it was someone else. And the week after that, it will be someone else.
And when they were little, they didn't get the love that the little ones are getting now.
So all that I can say is whatever you're going to go out and do today, whatever difference you're going to be making, however you're going to add value to your 67 minutes, make it sustainable. If you're going to go visit a children's home, make sure that you put a date in your diary to get there 2 or 3 weeks from now again.
Mm.
And 2 or 3 weeks after that, again. We have a huge portion of our population that live in poverty and live in squalor and need us. And if you have a little bit and you're able to give back, today is the day to start. Right now is the time to start.
It really is.
It's that flippin' easy.
Easy.
It's easy. I cannot believe the hour's done.
But I've had so much fun.
We did have fun. If you want to catch up with all the other stories, if you want to see what's happening in the world of The Good Stuff, you can visit our page, The Good Stuff, on Cliff Central. All the stories go up on there, even Kerry's stories that she digs for every single week. They all get put up. And I think we're going to put up a video as well of our cows dancing today.
I think so too.
I think it's important. It was a really
cool
day.
And what it's for, what it's about, what everybody's doing. Get involved. Do something today. It's 67 minutes out of your day. That's nothing.
It is actually nothing.
Mm.
You know, just before we go,
mm-hmm.
So another point, and I'm gonna put this to you. I'm gonna put it to you.
Okay.
As a parent.
Yes.
Right. You have a little one.
I do.
Are you teaching her about things like
giving?
This?
Yes.
How?
So so basically, if she wants something, so obviously she doesn't want for anything, but if there's something that she really, really wants, she needs to...
Like, and here's a prime example. I went to go watch the new Spider-Man.
Yes.
And just before the movie started, there were about 14 adverts of where you can get Spider-Man toys.
Yes.
So, like, then your little...
Whatever the new fad is.
Your little one sees the movie, and now she knows there's toys, and now she wants that toy.
Yeah. So she has to let go of what she know. If she hasn't played with it in a month, 3 months, 6 months, she has to let it go. And she knows that there are children out there that
let it go
anything.
Where?
She has to hand it over, and she knows that I do charity stuff. So, Mommy, you must give it to the children that don't have. So, it goes into a pile in a box, and like today, I have a box and a whole car full of stuff. It's from her, and other little children have done the same thing.
That's incredible.
They're paying it forward because they know that they're going to get something new, so they need to let go of something of theirs that's old and they don't play with anymore.
So there, again, is another tip of how you can make a difference. You can teach your kids to make a difference.
Exactly. It's important. They need to grow and understand that.
Kerry,
the earlier you teach them, the better.
You inspire me.
You inspire me.
You tuned into The Good Stuff on Cliff Central, and we've spent the show chatting about a bunch of amazing, incredible things. We've been hashtag moving for goodness for the past 50-odd minutes, 56 minutes. We're going to carry on for 67 minutes, maybe even 70, just to make sure that we're safe and we're doing it correctly, dressed up in cow suits. If you want to add money to our pot, please hashtag move for goodness. Add in Cliff Central Cares, hashtag Cliff Central Cares. So I know that you're tweeting because of us. It would be cool to know that we're making some sort of impact.
Yes.
It would be really rad. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. I usually leave you with a very long, drawn-out quote that is supposed to carry you through the week. And it's usually
short and sweet.
It's usually like 4 or 5 lines. Today, it's a simple one. It is from who I will always consider my grandfather, Nelson Mandela, a man that made me see South Africa differently and helped so many others just be better. And the quote I'm going to leave you with is, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same.
That is so beautiful.
Simple. Simple, simple, simple. I want you to go out there and make a difference today. And if you can't make a difference physically with money, give some of your time, teach someone else. Tell them stories about the greatest hero I believe we had in our country.
And don't forget the old people.
that came left field. Tell us about that.
No, a lot of people, the older people get neglected at old age homes and stuff like that, and they're the ones that need. Old people are wrinkled small children.
Wrinkled small children.
You need to go give them love. They are neglected. They really, really are. So go find an old age home and go and give some old people love.
Go find an old age home.
Read to them as well. They like it.
Oh, you're actually right.
They love it. Go and read to them. Go and dance for them. Go play music. Go play with their hair. Go do stuff.
It's just hashtag do stuff, right?
Go have tea with old people.
Oh, good one.
Yes. It's important. It really, really is.
Okay, we're going to leave you on that note. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. We will check you out next week, Tuesday. Hashtag Cliff Central Cares. Hashtag Move for Goodness. Thank you. And only good things.
This is CliffCentral.com.